This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're talking lots of Yankees, Dodgers, Game 3 of the World Series to L.A.
3-2. Swung on a little bloop over first on the right field line, and it is going to drop in for a base hit. Edmund scores. Well, we were kidding about baseball being a game of inches. That was a pop fly off the hands. He swung inside out. Good pitch by Schmidt. Little pop fly scores the run. You give Betts an RBI, and the Dodgers take a 3-0 lead.
And there was no comebacks on this night for the Yankees. John Sterling with the call.
And the breaking ball. There it goes.
That didn't go, though. No, it did not. Freddie Freeman had the two-run homer in the first inning, along with Betts. Kike Hernandez, an RBI single. His was in the sixth. Walker Buehler, 5 innings for the win. Freeman has been ridiculous. Another home run, 3 in a row in these games. Here's Gavin Lux.
It's been really fun to watch him do what he's doing after everything he's gone through this year. So he's the ultimate competitor, and, he's just... It's Freddie Freeman. Nothing.
He is locked in, man.
He is.
He is so locked in.
It is hard to argue.
And man, what a time to be locked in. I mean, that's not what is happening for the Yankees. I mean, although Stanton's actually doing well.
Stanton's been great. There's no question about it.
Not like this. This guy is a once in a lifetime moment, it feels like.
Since you brought up Stanton, I will tell you he is our thriving player of the game.
The 0-1. Lined hard down the left field line toward the stands. It is a base hit right in the corner. Stanton goes to second, and he is there with the double.
Now, he didn't score because he was thrown out at home, and he didn't drive in any runs, but he's been great. I could have given it to Alex Verdugo, who hit the home run in the ninth, but it was in the ninth, and it was what it was. So Stanton, our thriving
very controversial thriving player of the game here, Jerry.
I would agree,
yeah.
But I think
sending shockwaves throughout our listenership.
He has been their offense in this postseason. Brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. I mentioned him being thrown out. We've talked about this last hour on the Volpe base hit. Here was Stanton. He says he wasn't surprised that he was sent rounding third.
I got to be rolling as I'm expected to be sent. Wasn't sure if he had to go left or right on that from my vantage point. I think in that situation, two outs, you gotta roll the dice on it.
They did roll the dice, and they lost. And they lost the game. Here was Clark Schmidt. He took the loss. He gave up 3 runs in just 2 2/3. A little nervous out there, maybe?
Not nerves. It's more just like, you're just so geared up and you're ready and excited to get out there. And then maybe I just felt like I was a little too quick throughout the night mechanically, just speeding up.
Okay, fair enough. Then there's Aaron Judge. He took another offer on the evening. How are you dealing with these struggles?
It's all about the team. You know, it's like I said, I'm not doing what I need to do for the team. So... just got to step up, you know, take my walks when I can, try the baseball if I get something to hit. It's that simple.
Boy, wouldn't they love to see that, driving the baseball again.
I think about Stanton, I know he's 14 of 47, as they show it on CBS Sports Network right now, batting around .300. He's also had 5 walks, so he's been on, I believe, base every single game in the playoffs.
Pretty good.
But on base 19 times.
And impactful home runs.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Anthony Rizzo. They're down 3-0. There's no excuses. You got to go out and find a way.
It's not going to be easy for sure, but we got to pull some inspiration from somewhere. So it's happened before. Teams come back before, and it's going to stink tonight. But tomorrow when we show up, we'll be ready.
Did you guys see the same? Did I see the graphic right? 24 times in the World Series, teams down 0-3. 21 of them, they were swept.
Yeah. Yeah, 21 out of 24.
10 times teams have come back or something? It was,
no.
No,
they've never come back.
Zero. Zero times. Not one time.
No, well, that was not in the World Series. That's not the World Series. Oh, World Series, 24 times.
Okay.
They've been swept 21 and lost in 5 the other 3.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, a good
so
place
just
to
means
be.
That no. team, the team that is down is basically showing no fight and giving up. Is that what this Yankee team is?
I don't know. It certainly didn't look great last night, but when you're losing, it doesn't look great. So who knows? You got Luis Gil making the start tonight. Los Angeles will go with a bullpen game as they charge it out.
You guys notice that Ken Rosenthal is starting to look like Bruce Springsteen if Bruce Springsteen was shrunk in the dryer?
Ken Rosenthal is Bruce Springsteen?
I'm telling you right now, his side profile looks exactly like Bruce Springsteen if he was somehow shrunk. It's especially his side profile.
All right, I literally just Googled Ken Rosenthal side profile picture.
I'm telling you, when this is in your...
I can see what you're saying.
When you think about it tonight, when he does the dugout interviews...
I can.
Watch it tonight, and I guarantee you will agree with me.
I can see what you're saying.
But has Bruce gotten ever older, worn a bow tie?
Has nothing to do with it. It's just a straight head face.
I thought you were going to say Pee Wee Herman.
No, no. When he was younger, Pee Wee Herman. Now,
okay.
He's morphed into a tiny Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, the nose, definitely.
It's crazy. And like the way that he like looks, the side profile. No, it's this. Yeah, it's, but that's not quite it.
But it's not, but you can see where you're going with it. Yes.
Yeah, but when you see the side profile today, what he's—it's always with the dugout interviews. it's nuts.
Wow,
that's pretty funny.
I mean, I said it like I was thinking it, and then I said it in front of like four people yesterday. I'm like, oh my god! Like I hadn't thought about that. Now it's all I see is Bruce Springsteen.
And current day Bruce.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Not born in the USA, Bruce.
No.
With a full head of hair. The Giants were in Pittsburgh last night, so we were talking about this two-point try. I hope CBS Sports Network has it, because if you haven't seen it, you have to. It was pretty awful.
Giants go with the swinging gait. They've got the offensive lineman all out to the left, and they try to throw a wide receiver screen to Neighbors.
Was he offside? The defender just runs across the line of scrimmage. It didn't even look like he saw the snap. Oh, my God.
No one blocked it.
They didn't move. So that was about as bad could be. That was what, after the Tyrone Tracy touchdown where he ran for 45 yards. By the way, Tracy on the day before he went out and into concussion protocol ran for 145 on the night. He was really good. But the Steelers beat the Giants 26-18. Russell Wilson, 20 of 28, 278, a touchdown. Calvin Austin, the go-ahead 73-yard punt return for a score and the 29-yard touchdown catch in the fourth. You had the strip sack of T.J. Watt on Daniel Jones. Here was Brian Daboll. What happened on it? And why was T.J. Watt not doubled? He gives you a pretty good explanation here.
No, it wasn't a check. He was going, you know, pressure situation was a clock. We had a shift with the tight end to get back over to Watt, and we didn't get the shift. So we talked about it. We talked about it in the locker room. DJ feels terrible, to be honest with you.
And then he said as much and took responsibility for it. Daboll says Jones knows he screwed up.
I know he's going to own it. He came up here to say he owned it. There was a shift that was accompanying the play. He was kind of surveying the coverage, deciding what he wanted to do, and we didn't get the shift.
No, they did not, and he was strip sacked.
Yeah,
and then
Illuminor thinks that he's going to have help.
Yeah.
So Illuminor is put in a really, really tough position. So this is the problem. You have 11 guys out there. They all have to be on the same page. They all have to understand what's going on. So if Illuminor thinks that he's got help on the outside, you know, he's going to take an inside set. And T.J. Watt's so fast, he's going to go outside. And it's almost like it's a swinging gate. So everybody looks at Illuminor, oh, that tackle sucks.
Yeah.
Well, the tackle thinks that he's going to have help. And that's why he's playing that position that particular way on that one play. And it looks bad on Illuminor, but it's because the quarterback didn't communicate and get the guy over where he was supposed to be. Pisses me off.
Jones, who had his eighth straight primetime game without throwing a touchdown pass, threw for 264 yards, but had the two turnovers late. That's strip fumble, but also you had the interception that ended the game. Here he is. They're 2-6. Guys must be miserable.
Nobody really cares that we're frustrated. It's, you know, what are we going to do from here, and how are we going to fix the issues? So certainly look at myself first. See where I can do that.
We shall see. Here was Mike Tomlin. This goes back to T.J. Watt and coming up just with big play after big play.
I'm not surprised by it, but it doesn't mean that it's not appreciated. I just come to expect it because he's got unique talent. He's got a unique approach, and so usually that produces unique results.
There you go. A lot of uniqueness to T.J. Watt. Russell Wilson, 20 of 28, 278 and a touchdown. It sounds like they love each other. This is going great in Pittsburgh.
We got great belief. We got unwavering faith in one another. I think our practice habits have been really exceptional, and we got to continue to grow on that every day. We've done a really good job of that, and we got to press in. We got to continue to press in. There's more touchdowns out there. There's more plays. There's more things, and we'll do that.
You got to press in.
We all know the dude weird, strange guy. Don't know what's going on with him. Got a little slimy handshake, but he out there throwing the football. So we're gonna deal with that other stuff. I don't know, man. I know. I just the Mr. Invincible or whatever, and the press in, all that stuff. Everybody hates his guts, but we winning games. Questions.
They are 6-2. They are winning games. That is for sure. Bill Belichick was on McAfee yesterday. I feel like he goes on every day. And he was asked about the Jets on Sunday.
Oh, so, he loves blowtorching the Jets. That's so all I can tell you.
Here were a couple, and then there's a reason why I'm playing this.
Tough day for the Jets. Used up all their timeouts in the first quarter. missed PAT. The scrambles, you know, May ran for more than he threw for. Just a lot of mistakes by the Jets.
And then he took kind of a little pause, then continued.
You know, you got to look at Jacoby, and then, you know, Riddick came in the game and just ran past the quarterback multiple times, whether it was May or Jacoby, and created those scramble lanes that that the Patriots took advantage of.
So Hassan Riddick had a reply. On X. He said, "Hey, someone call Bill Belichick and give him a job. Seems like he's home bored and can't keep me out of his mouth. Come up for air, why don't you?"
Yeah, I mean, Hassan, shut your face, will you? You blew the whole season. You did this stupid holdout. You showed up. You're not in shape. You'd had zero impact on the game.
Yep.
Bill Belichick, who, of course, is revered as one of the best head coaches ever, if not the best, had a criticism of you, and you got to go and defend yourself. You're like, nobody's taking you seriously.
Man, this Bill Belichick, boy, he's just blowtorching a lot of people.
Great.
It's just nonstop.
I love it.
He's like a media soundbite every day.
Good for him.
Every
because that's not what he was when he was a coach. I actually did have unique soundbites on the Cincinnati, things of that nature. Do your job, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but he's got to say stuff. He's got to have opinions on TV, and he's doing that. I would pay attention to the franchises that are having bad seasons that might have a coaching change that he's not criticizing as much.
I haven't heard a word about Dallas, have you?
I don't know. I have not heard all of these interviews. Usually play the local stuff.
Bill Belichick's not going to Jacksonville.
Shad Khan will pay him a lot of money, man.
Is that where he wants his career to end? Jacksonville?
You can say whatever you want about Trevor Lawrence. He does have maybe the makings of some guy that could be pretty decent.
It just doesn't feel right.
You think he's going to go to Dallas?
I've been saying that for 2 years. Yes, him or Dion. Those have been my two.
Oh.
I thought after my... I didn't say that's a good one, but I'm telling you, I think it's either him or Dion will be the next head coach of the Cowboys. And if they don't figure things out, that might be sooner rather than later.